Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now in Job 33 and 14, it says, God does speak sometimes one way and sometimes another. Even though people may not understand it, he speaks. The book of Revelation, chapter 3 and 22, Jesus said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the churches. One of God's primary ways that he speaks to us is by the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Jesus said again. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Now, the Lord led me to share this message with you today because many are missing your divine link with God because you lack the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in your daily life. He is God. He is the third person of the Trinity. Jesus said in Matthew 28 and 19, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to emphasize the importance of the role of the Holy Spirit to hear from God and to equip you with supernatural power to witness. Jesus boldly said, my sheep hear my voice. My followers follow me. They can hear my voice. But sadly, many believers say they don't hear the voice of God. Well, Jesus told us that the greatest key to our communication with him and the Father is the Holy Spirit. Listen to what he said in John 16 and 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. Everything the Father says, I also say. And that is why I said he will take what I say and tell you. Come on, repeat after me. My relationship with the Holy Spirit determines how well I hear from God and Christ Jesus. Now, we're talking about spiritual communication with God and empowerment today. The disciples were concerned when Jesus said he was about to return to heaven. They were, oh my goodness, what will we do? Oh, what will happen to our connection with God? You leaving. But listen to what Jesus said. He said, I will send a comforter. He'll keep us connected. And John 14 and 16, it says, Jesus said, I will ask the Father and he will send you another comforter that you may abide, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Holy Spirit of truth. Now, the Apostle Paul revealed this revelation. Your fellowship with the Holy Spirit unites you with the Trinity. Come on, repeat after me. My fellowship with the Holy Spirit unites me with the Trinity. Listen to this verse in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14. The Bible says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That's the Trinity. Here we're seeing a verse that connects us with the Trinity. Whoever has the fellowship of the Holy Spirit also has the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. They're all involved in that relationship. Can we pause and give God a hand of praise? Father, Son, Holy Spirit are all involved in our relationship with them. And the word communion actually means communication and fellowship. In other words, to talk with and to develop companionship. And God wants to talk with you through His Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. And by the way, you cannot hear God's voice when you bypass the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so important for you to build a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us what the Father and Jesus are saying to us. Whether you realize it or not, the Holy Spirit actually prays on your behalf, and He speaks to the Father on your behalf as well. Some of you will remember the scripture in Romans chapter 8 and 26. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Holy Spirit is saying. For the Spirit, He pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. Therefore, our communion with God is through the Holy Spirit. And God's communication with us is through the Holy Spirit. Now, let me go deeper. Because as Christians, we have a responsibility to share our faith with the world. In Mark chapter 16 and 15, Jesus said to His followers, "Go everywhere in the world and tell the good news to everyone." That's the gospel. "Anyone who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but anyone who does not believe will be punished." That punishment is hell and the lake of fire. "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In My name, they will cast out evil spirits. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and it shall not hurt them. If they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." Now, when Jesus said to His followers, "Go everywhere in the world and preach the gospel," folks, it was not a suggestion. It was actually a command. But I want to read an article to you, which is very interesting, from Bonner Research. The title is "Ready but Not Willing to Talk About Faith." Almost all practicing Christians believe that part of their faith means being a witness about Jesus, and that the best thing that one could ever do is for someone to come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. But despite this, many millennials are unsure about the actual practice of evangelism. Almost half of millennials, 47%, agree at least somewhat that it is wrong to share one's personal beliefs with someone of a different faith in hopes that they will someday share the same faith. This is compared to little over one quarter of Gen X, that's 27%, and 1 in 5 boomers, 19%, and elders, 20%. Now, folks, how did these young people misunderstand the Great Commission? In Matthew 28 and 18, Jesus told His disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And teach these new disciples to obey all the commands that I've given you. And be sure of this, I am always with you, even to the end of the age." Folks, during the early church, almost everyone was practicing a false religion. No one would have been born again if the church was reluctant to share because they believed something else. The Bible says, however, that those believers who refuse to witness will be judged of the Lord. Did you know that? Look at the person next to you and ask them this question. Did you know that those who refuse to witness for Christ will be judged and punished? See, this is what the Bible tells us. In Luke chapter 12 and 47, Jesus said, "That servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. Hello? When's the last time you heard that verse? Probably not in a long time, if at all. Folks, God commands us to warn people of the coming judgment if they do not repent of their sins and follow him. Let me give you a verse in the Old Testament, Ezekiel 3:17. It says, anytime you hear a word from my mouth, warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, you must warn them that they may live. If you don't speak out to warn the wicked to stop their evil ways, they will die in their sins, but I will hold you responsible for their death. Then he goes on to say, if you warn the wicked and they do not turn from their wickedness or their evil ways, yes, they will die because of their sin, but you will have saved your life. Folks, we will be punished if we do not warn people about the certain judgment that comes upon everyone who rejects Jesus Christ and disobeys God. Jesus knew this, and he knew that it requires supernatural power and proof for people to actually believe the gospel. It's important for you to understand the way the gospel was presented initially. It was presented with signs and wonders and miracles. Many of the people followed Jesus because of what they saw, the signs and the wonders and the miracles. And guess what? Human nature is the same today. They want to know what you're saying is true. And that's what makes it so important for us to have the Holy Spirit in our lives. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit so that we would have supernatural power to witness.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. This Sunday, Pastor Steve continues his powerful series on the Book of Revelation, The Unveiling. Here's Pastor Steve with more.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. At our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., I will be teaching a series on the Book of Revelation, titled Revelation, The Unveiling. I'm diving deep into one of the most mysterious, powerful, and talked about books in the entire Bible. The Book of Revelation, wars and rumors of wars, plagues, judgments, the rise of the Antichrist, the return of Christ. What does it all mean? Are we living in the last days? Join me every Sunday as we walk through the Book of Revelation, verse by verse, unpacking prophecy, revealing truth, discovering what God has told us about the end of the age. If you've ever wondered about what's coming next, God is speaking through His Word. Come and hear what He is saying. Bring your family and bring your Bible. Revelation, The Unveiling.
Don't miss this powerful word. Make plans now to join us this Sunday as Pastor Steve continues his compelling series on the Book of Revelation, The Unveiling. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Jesus sent the Holy Spirit so that we would have supernatural power to witness. In John 14:16, Jesus said, I will ask the Father, He will give you another helper to be with you forever. You know, it's interesting. We don't emphasize enough that Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. He shared humanity with us. He knows people. He knows humanity. And he says, folks won't just believe because of what you say to them. You've got to show them something. You've got to show them what you're saying is true. See, Jesus is the one who is stressing our need for the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us how Jesus himself was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. And that's how he went about doing the work of God. In Acts chapter 10:38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. The very reason for Jesus coming, yes, he came to save us, but the Bible says in 1 John 3:8, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Now, after his resurrection, he told his disciples, they were so excited to see him. They knew he was the Son of God, and they were raring to get out and raring to tell people, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. In the book of Acts, it says in Acts 1, verse 4, once when Jesus was eating with them, he commanded them, don't leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift that he's promised, or I promised, as I said before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus said through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Jesus would help us to operate with the same supernatural power. We don't talk about this enough. How many of you know that God is a supernatural God? He does supernatural things. Well, Jesus said the same abilities that he had to heal the sick, to bring deliverance to lost, we have. We have it when we receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And he said it in Acts chapter 1:8, he says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses telling people about me everywhere. And that's interesting what he actually said, because when he said, you shall receive power from the Holy Spirit, that word there is dunamis. It actually means miracle power. It means ability as a worker of miracles. The Holy Spirit gives each of us the ability to work miracles in the name of Jesus Christ to prove to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. In John 14:12, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I've done and even greater works because I'm going to my Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. You know, that very definition of the word dunamis reveals the supernatural gifts and abilities are going to follow when we begin to function as witnessers for Jesus Christ. Now, please understand, God doesn't just anoint us with his power for fun, not just for goosebumps. No. It is so we witness and people believe that Jesus Christ really is the Son of God. The purpose of the coming of the Holy Spirit is to give us power to witness and to receive supernatural power to prove that the gospel is true. And this is so important, folks. Now, you know, people say, well, all you've got to do is share it, give your testimony, just tell them about the Lord. Yes, and that definitely works. But I'm talking about how was the gospel presented initially, where it got so great results. It was presented by the power, the supernatural power of God. Somebody who wants that power, raise your hand and say, Father, anoint me with supernatural power to witness. And if you mean that, give God a hand of praise right now. Now, this is important, folks. The Apostle Paul, he said, and this is found in 1 Corinthians 2:4, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and of power. Why? That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. People's faith in Jesus Christ should not be in the wisdom of men. It should be in the demonstration of the power of God, that God can heal, that God can deliver, that God can change the situation. God can turn the situation around when you pray. People need to see the power of God. Now, when the Holy Spirit came, the disciples spoke in tongues, which is a new language. It says in Acts 2:4, that when the Holy Spirit came, the disciples spoke in new tongues. Let me read it for you. It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. We talk about speaking in tongues. Folks, it's actually speaking and a language unknown to us. But it is a language. Look at the person next to you and say, when you speak in tongues, it's a language that you don't know. Now, I want you to listen to this in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. See, because speaking in tongues, like I said, is actually speaking a language unknown. It says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1, though I speak with, listen, the tongues of men and angels. See, the Lord will give you a tongue of men and even angels. Every person who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it was accompanied by speaking in another language. In Acts chapter 2 and 5, it says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews and devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and they were confounded or confused because that every man heard them speak in his own language. These people from the local towns in Jerusalem who were filled with the Holy Spirit were speaking unknown languages, which the occupants of other nations knew. How does he know my language? It is a language. But every person who was filled with the Holy Spirit, their baptism spoke in a language. And let me just say this, the baptism with the Holy Spirit is for all believers today and of all times. Let me read that for you. In Acts chapter 2 and 38, it says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. Listen, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you and for your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is for Christians of all times who accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. All we receive from God comes through faith, though. Just remember that. See, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So in faith, ask God for the Holy Spirit and then just begin to thank him for it. And the Lord is going to give you the utterance. The Bible says they spoke as the Spirit gave them the utterance. So how do you speak not having the utterance? You just begin to praise God and thank him for the Holy Spirit. You ask God for the Holy Spirit. He's given you the Holy Spirit when you ask. Amen? And so you begin to thank him for it, and then the Spirit will give you an utterance regardless of the sound that you hear. Just begin to say it as you continue to praise God. It will be the Holy Spirit introducing that new language to you. And then you just continue to pray aloud in tongues. Pray in tongues every single day, and you'll see that your relationship will grow with God and grow with the Holy Spirit. And this is important. See, some people receive the Holy Spirit and then they don't really spend time with him daily. You need to remember he's a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. So therefore, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you need to keep talking to him. You need to make time for him. Just like you have an appointment in the day, make an appointment with the Holy Spirit. Now, truthfully, Jesus said when he comes, he's never going to leave you. In other words, the Holy Spirit is with us right here.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio Messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is titled, God is Trying to Tell You Something. You Need the Holy Spirit. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
I want to thank our listeners for your prayer support for this ministry. You know, more than ever before, we all need to pray one for another, as the scripture says. Whatever your individual situation is, I want to pray with you now and just ask God that he will bless you in a special way. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for your love, for your mercy, and for your goodness. You are the great God. You're able to protect us and to keep us safe. And we are asking again that you would please intervene on our behalf. Heal those that are sick. Help those, Lord, who are right now just not quite sure about tomorrow, we know that you are the God who has all of the answers. We believe you to meet every need. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.